Blois Olson, political analyst, knows both of these elected officials very, very well. He's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline as we cover this breaking news this morning. Blois, it's hard to find the words. I mean, it is absolutely, even in our most cynical moments, when you look at the state of discourse and the state of civility, to think that this morning Melissa Hortman was just absolutely assassinated in her own home for political reasons is sickening.
It's the darkest day in Minnesota political history. We have tragedies. But this is a day that I feared at times. I had heard about threats. I understood threats. But I woke up to dozens and dozens of text messages this morning. And frankly, it's very surreal. Melissa Hortman served this state with honor. Their whole family sacrificed. John Hoffman, I met when he was first on the Anoka-Hennepin School Board. These are public servants. They are serving the public no matter what. Their families served with them. Their families made sacrifices. And we all need to just pause. We need to pause. We need to reflect. And we need to understand that our democracy is in jeopardy. There'll be plenty of days to discuss, make sure everybody stays safe. But today we need to just stop and reflect and honor people who serve.
You've known, especially Melissa Hortman, well from her work. I mean, to me, she's been a guest on my show so many times, and I think it's just stunning to think that someone could target her. Her star politically had been on the rise. Her ability to sort of navigate the trifecta when her caucus was very divided. An incredibly skilled politician, but also my impression is just such a kind person as well.
Kind, centered, calm, accessible. I want us to not think about the politics, but the people right now. Her servant, yes. her dedication, her calmness in a tied legislature. Her leadership. I mean, she was already the longest serving speaker in Minnesota history. The way she navigated things, the way she was transparent many times when others weren't about what was going on.
Yeah.
Here's what I would, I just want to put this in perspective because it's about the person. Melissa Hortman loved her dog, she loved to travel, and she loved to garden. And when I would ask a question after session, like including this past couple weeks, she would just send a picture of her gardens because that's where she wanted to be. That was her peaceful place. And that's what I'm thinking about today is peace, praying for Senator Hoffman and his wife, the whole Hortman family. And frankly, anybody who serves at any level is a public official. May they all be safe. May we all take it down a few notches. And just the world will move on. The streets will get plowed. The schools will get funded. But let's just take a day or two to think about these people.
John Hoffman. Blois, I didn't know Senator John Hoffman as well as I knew Melissa Hortman. What can you tell us about John?
Well, I met him when he was on the Anoka County School or Anoka School District. He was serving there. He was also chair of the Human Services Committee. He cares deeply and fights deeply for those who are disabled, nursing home funding, human services. he and Senator Abler have shown over time what bipartisan friendship looks like to solve problems. His wife and daughter continue to give over and over their time and energy to the state and to service. And so I think we all just need to recognize that, you know, he too and his family have served. I can't do the math right off the top of my head, Jason, but it's at least 15 or 18 years that between the Senate and school board that he served. And we hope that he recovers. But gregarious, accessible, animated, you know, that's one of the things I'll say between the two. You know, Speaker Hortman, pretty stoic at times, pretty calm, especially the last few years. But Hoffman get very animated, extremely animated, and especially privately. And that was always entertaining or brought some, yeah, you know, life and personality to the debate.
He was first elected in 2016 to the Senate, representing Anoka, parts of, all before that, actually, right? He was first elected in 2012, yeah, representing, yeah, Anoka and Hennepin. So a longtime public servant. And that's what, you know, that's one of the things that I think about. You've got a bunch of part-time elected officials, a bunch of people who have decided to step up and serve our state. And this morning, you know, they're getting notified not only that their friend is dead, another friend was shot and hopefully will survive, and then many, many names on this manifesto, on this hit list, in the gunman's car. We just learned the FBI, Dan Bongino, who is the deputy director of the FBI, tweeting out, the FBI is fully engaged on the ground in Minnesota, working in collaboration with our local and state partners. But think about this. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the chaplain officer or the sergeant who said, you know, we should go check on Melissa Hortman, you know, I don't know how many other houses this guy could have hit in the middle of the night.
Right. Right. No. No.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can think of all the what ifs and all the how this is and how it works. But, you know, I know the WCC listeners and the way folks think about Minnesota and the country, from this state and our dedication and commitment to public service and democracy here. When you remember a veteran or a police officer that was killed in the line of duty or service, we now have to add Melissa Hortman, her husband, and the Hoffmans to that realization that people who serve and gave their life, it's not okay.
Yeah. Blois, thank you. We'll be in touch as we learn more and as we cover this. Thanks, Blois. Blois Olson.
We'll have full coverage tomorrow at 9 on Sunday Take.
For sure. Live coverage on CCO on Sunday Take. Blois.